proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Tech D Rob's camera is not working. He broke it.
So damn ugly.
He broke the damn camera. But he has a story. Riggins, I don't think you know this. Something that he did. He and his longtime girlfriend Meredith are no longer together. You know, recently parted ways. But this is a difficult situation that I think a lot of modern day couples find themselves in, who have lived together. They're not married, but you have things together, mm-hmm. like a dog.
Oh.
Okay. So how did all this go down?
So we still talk. I text her every once in a while. She texts me back every once in a while. But I was like, hey, I'm off for 2 weeks for Christmas. I'd like to see the dog someday.
Okay.
She says, that's fine. I don't want you to come to the house, which I get. It's fine. It's your house. You don't want me there. I've been gone for a while. So she said, let's meet in this park in Fort Mill where we lived. It was right really close to her house. But I met there. She got there. We got the dog out. And the dog didn't want shit to do with me.
Oh, no.
No, mm-hmm. nothing. I was heartbroken.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was awful.
Mm. Oh, no.
That's awful. It's overwhelming because the dog's there. There's all these other people there. She's sniffing the air. She's, you know, she's jacked.
Yeah.
To be out at a walk and stuff.
Yeah.
So we did a little walk around the place, and the dog barely interacted with me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Rob. Mm. That's awful. That would kill me.
Yeah, that was awful. That would kill me.
Yeah. Did she not want you to come into her house because she was afraid that you'd start throwing dirty socks in the floor?
Hey, DJ.
Because, you know,
she's like, we're not doing this
again. Walks in the door, he starts taking his socks off and throwing them.
It's good to be home.
I don't even wear socks anymore in my own house because I don't want to take a chance on socks being on the floor. Yeah. So this is a sockless home now.
He pulls that air fryer back out to the edge of the counter. Good to be home. Yeah.
So that was the good dog.
Yeah, that was a good dog. Because
And she still got the bad dog.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about the bad dog. I was like, no, I don't want to see that one. That's fine.
Is the good dog a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, so they were just like teaming up. They were like, wash that man right out of my hair. You know, my girl, you made the right call.
My nephew, one of my brother's sons, I've told y'all this before. Maybe people listening haven't heard it yet. He and his girlfriend broke up, and it was because she had done him dirty. Oh, she did him dirty. Mm. And she was trying to get back in with him. And she called one day and said she wanted to visit the dog that they had together. It was his dog, but, you know, I mean, he paid for it and did the whole thing. So it's his dog. Dog's name was Wheezy, by the way.
Wheezy, right. Mm-hmm.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Back when, you know, what's his name was still really popular. What's his name? Lil Wayne. And he said, okay, you can come see the dog. But make sure you use the bathroom before you get here. And she said, oh, okay. She got there. He opened the door, handed her the dog. It was a little small dog. Mm-hmm. Peek-a-poo or something like that. Shih Tzu, that's what it was. So he can just hand it to her out the door. And he closed the door behind her and said, let me know when you're done and I'll bring him back in. So if you want to visit with him, you do it out here in the yard for a few minutes. You're not coming in. Don't say you need to use the bathroom so you can make your way in the house.
Yeah. That situation is, I don't have a problem with it because if she did do him dirty, then I got no problem with the way he handled that. Now, if you broke up and it was just mutual parting of ways, that's a little harsh.
Mm-hmm.
But Rob's situation, it was just like the dog didn't want it.
Yeah, I know.
That's brutal.
Yep.
But is that all it was? Is that you just strictly wanted to see the dog? Yeah. Or are you using that kind of as an excuse to get together with her?
No.
Even on a friendship level or something?
No, I think I realized before we even broke up that it wasn't sustainable.
Yeah.
Did you walk around the park or you just kind of stayed in one place?
We walked around the park.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Man, that's tough. Yep. Tough stuff. So are you now going to try again, or are you just like...
I think I'm done. Yeah. I think I'm good.
Yeah, it's a dog.
Yeah.
Well, it was his
that's
dog.
What I, that's what I needed. I know. It was I think that's dog. What I needed to be done with it.
Yeah, yeah. Make the clean break.
So I'm, yeah. I'm just not going to ask
yeah, if it was his dog, he would have taken it when right. he left. Well, that's her dog.
She would have killed me if I took that dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he grew attached to it. I get why he's upset about it.
Just a dog. He can go get him another. He can go get him a much better dog when he wants it.
There ain't no way.
He's a damn man. Yeah.
That's the best dog I've ever had.
Oh, I go get you a better one in the Walmart parking lot today. Here's your dog, Rob. It's all yours. Name him what you want.
She did bark at everybody in the park.
So. She did.
She's not a people dog.
Which is what you want.
Absolutely.
As a family pet, you want one that's not a people dog.
That's why I used to tell people when you see somebody sketchy come up, like, can I pet your dog? And then you judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
And that determines whether or not that's a people dog or not. Mm-hmm. You go, no, he's not friendly.
Yeah, he don't like it. He doesn't like it.
Sorry about that. Oh, man. Did you cry at all?
No.
Good for you.
How long did you stay?
Oh, we just did a walk and then left, like about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's 20 maybe. That's plenty. I would get once the dog, you know, I'd maybe given the dog 5 minutes. If I would have, I don't see myself ever asking for visitation for a dog anyway.
Fair.
You know, but if I had, then if the dog didn't immediately know who I was and was trying to be a bitch about it, I would have said, you know what? Never mind. And I would have cussed the dog out on my way out of the door or out of the parking lot.
Take that bitch with you.
Yeah, well, it's another way I see that I made the right damn decision. Getting away from both of them.
Say goodbye to the best thing you ever had. I'm out of here.
Yeah, you just sit around all day, lick your ass on your own.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to sound insensitive.
No, you're good. I don't think you're. I think it's insensitive.
Did you kiss your ex on when you left?
No.
Oh, no.
No. We done.
Wait, but what were you going to say? Kiss your ex on.
On her mouth. No.
Upon exit.
Because he said,
on the way out.
Oh, yeah.
On the way out. Okay.
Nope. We done.
Okay.
It needed to be over.
I hear you.
So what do y'all text about? Business type things that y'all still have together that need to be settled?
Yeah.
Or just, hi, how are you?
She's still on my phone plan. I don't hate her.
Right.
She didn't hate me. So it saves both of us money to be on the same phone plan. So we're going to continue to do that for now.
Can I text her?
Sure. Just kidding. Have at it.
So you and that dog done him wrong. Yeah. Let him back in that house.
But that house feels cold and empty without me, doesn't it?
That's right. Have fun with that. Yeah, I mean, when another snake shows up under the sink, I mean, you can handle that yourself. No, we all like her, too. It's not like that.
No. Yeah.
She's very nice.
She is.
Mm-hmm. She's cool. Yep. She's a cool chick.
We like Rob more. But we liked her. It was fine.
I can picture Rob standing out in the middle of the park cussing out a dog.
I know.
You ungrateful little bitch.
Everybody take a look at this. Yeah. This damn dog don't want nothing to do with me no more.
I gave this bitch dog the best years of my life. I gave up so much my time and attention. Now look at you.
Oh, yeah.
Miss High and Mighty.
Who let you lick his Dorita fingers? That was me. That was your favorite.
I literally rescued you from being killed.
Nobody else wanted you but me.
You little misfit.
Did you name the dog too, didn't you?
Yeah, I named both of the dogs.
That's what I thought.
What was that one's name?
Eevee. It's a Pokemon's name.
Pokemon turned their back on you. Oh, that is brutal.
They say you got to catch them all, but I don't want to catch any more.
Yeah, right.
I'm too heartbroken.
So what's the other dog's name?
Remy. Named after the X-Men character Gambit. His name's Remy LeBeau.
Mm. Well, I mean, that makes sense. You name your pets a lot of times after things that you're interested in and all that kind of stuff. Like Alexis's cat's name is Khaleesi. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yeah. My dog's name was Dutch. Yeah. That's Ronald Reagan's nickname. Ronald Reagan, the anime.
Yeah.
The Pokemon.
I choose you, Ronald Reagan.
It's different.
Charizard Reagan. Wow.
You are so dumb.
Yeah, did you push that agenda when you're naming the Did you even consult the kids on the name?
Oh, yeah.
Did
yeah,
you?
I did.
But you brought that name forth.
Of course.
And you said, we're going to vote on it. How did that happen?
No, it was just like, what do y'all think? Of the, we were bouncing around names and okay. looking at, you know, different things.
I mean, you can't trust a kid to name an animal when they're no, little kids. Little. But I was just curious
they were
if it
very
was like
little,
a,
yeah.
yeah. Jody's okay with that and everything.
They liked it from the beginning. It sounded like a cool name. Because I mean, if I were to let them name it, Aiden would have picked a name like Percy because he was so little. He was into Thomas the Tank Engine stuff.
Percy, yeah.
Percy, or
it's kind of cute. You know,
what are the Cranky was the name of the crane.
Yeah,
Cranky. And Lainey would have probably named him, you know, something from Hannah Montana or one of those shows.
What about Selena Gomez? We can't do that.
Let's name him Rico.
When I was at the vet the other day with Riley, she said, how do you spell it? I said, R-I-L-E-Y. And she goes, sorry, we get like 100 spellings of that. I was like, I know.
It's R-Y-L-E-E.
Yeah, she went through all of them. I was like, I know it's a super, I didn't get the creative juices flowing when I picked out his name.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well, you wouldn't believe how many Bellas and Lunas we see every day. She said, those are the two most common dog names, Bella mm-hmm. and Luna.
A friend of mine has a Bella. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
And a full circle moment. My nephew that did the whole thing about stay outside, visit the dog, mm-hmm. has a little baby now, and that baby's name's Riley.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, what a great place to end it
Love
for today.
That. Love
that. It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.